Okay, next item is report by regional board members, and I will start with my right.
I have no report at this session. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay. And my left?
I have no reports.
Okay. So in my report briefly on January 28th, participated the Cal Poly Agriculture Ambassadorship Program for Agriculture. It's a national program. And the presentation I gave was on agriculture sustainability, but specifically addressing water, both water quality and quantity. On the January the 30th, I attended the Sigma meeting for the County of San Luis Obispo. Likewise, on the 31st, there are different topics, but it's looking at the six different basins and helping address the formation of GSAs for these six basins. On February the 3rd, I attended a Paso Robles a meeting with a group of agriculturists. We're looking at how to perhaps leverage potential recycled water from local sources and use the recycled water for irrigation purposes. And as many of you probably know, Paso Robles is a critical priority basin under DWR designation. On February the 6th, another Sigma meeting. On February 9th, I attended along with Mr. Robertson, our executive officer, and some of our staff, the San Ardo Chevron Aquifer Exemption hearing, which was coordinated by the DOGGR, Divisional Oil Gas. And on the February 10th, I attended the stormwater workshop coordinated by Farm Bureau on looking at how to capture stormwater for groundwater recharge on farmland. The 22nd was a Regional Water Board TNA brief. On February 23rd, another Sigma meeting. And March 3rd was Regional Water Board briefing pertaining to 3.0. And then on March the 6th, a Food Safety Modernization Act workshop coordinated by the Wine Institute, but specifically addressing the impact to water in regard to food processing facilities. And some of these items in the Modernization Act actually have, you know, some overlap in terms of impacts and concerns from the Regional Water Quality Control Board. So that was a very valuable meeting for me. So that's the meetings I attended, and I see Mike raising his hand.
Yeah, let's see. I don't know if we're reporting on the briefings like most of the board. Of course, I had a briefing prior to this meeting from staff on the issues coming up before us, and a separate briefing on the results of the applied nitrogen reporting under the irrigated lands waiver. But the other thing I wanted to report is that on February 23rd, I met with Nicole Beck, who's a principal of Second Nature, to go over the software that they've been developing in cooperation with the region on watershed-based stormwater system evaluation, and to discuss with her what potential there might be to use that software or the concepts in that software to identify problem areas for on-site waste treatment as we are putting in language regarding those problem areas in the various or requiring language in the various local area management plans for septic systems. and I was very interested in the potential for using that either as a screening tool or as an actual more in-depth tool to really establish based on septic system density, soil types, et cetera, problem areas without it having to us having to simply do huge amounts of on-the-ground work and lots of information based on anecdotal reports.
Thank you. Ms. Gray?
I just have a few things to report, as I didn't report in January. In December, I took a suite of reporters from Pacific Standard, which is a national publication, around Ventura and Santa Barbara counties to look at a number of different water and wastewater treatment facilities, addressing generally a story that they're going to put together for water in the West and water and wastewater opportunities and solutions. So that was a good dialogue. I also attended the same GSA meeting in San Luis Obispo that Chair Wolf did. I'm also working in a number of different basins and have been working with Angela Schroeder and the Civic Spark program, specifically in the cities of Guadalupe and Cuyama, the Cuyama Valley Groundwater Basin, as they move forward in dealing with some of the challenges that they have in their water and wastewater systems on the critically overdrafted groundwater basin in Cuyama. That's all I have to report.
I noticed you regained your normal speed of speech.
Yes. Well, I've tried to slow down. The court reporter isn't here today, so I haven't had to be as mindful of my of slowing down.
Thank you, Jane. All right. And item in terms of a little heads up, today the parking enforcement is very active, so if you do not have, the proper sticker on your vehicle, you may receive a little friendly note. So just make sure that you're in good standing with the parking. Next,
Excuse me, Chair, that reminds me, I had two parking permits for the previous 2 days, but I didn't get one for today.
No, it's good for all 3 days.
Well, now I've recycled them, so it's too late.
You're in trouble.
I'll deal with it at break. Yeah. Thank you.
So you're the vehicle that has the ticket on the windshield.
And I believe that in this lot there's 2 hours parking. The first 2 hours are free. Don't give me your ticket if I'm wrong.